Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your beloved faithful people the teaching that brings them grace.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul closes his letter to the church in Thessalonica with a blessing preceded by these three seemingly impossible tasks. Number one, rejoice always. Number two, pray without ceasing. And number three, give thanks in all circumstances. Paul tells us to do those three things because it is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus to do them. Unfortunately, because of what we experience in life, we tend to be pessimists who find it difficult to discover things to rejoice in, are too busy to continually pray, and seem to always have a valid reason why we cannot give thanks in all circumstances. Jesus and the apostles gives us many reasons to rejoice. Concerning rejoicing in adversity, Jesus says, "So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Have you ever noticed that some people seem to always have the peace of God, which passes all understanding, and the joy it brings, even while they are suffering, and sometimes even while they are dying, which causes them to have joy while others are grieving for them? Priests, pastors, and chaplains, we all have stories of people who die horribly and those who die well. One such story of one who died well was a pastor's friend named Carol, who chose to rejoice throughout her long struggle with cancer. Her Christian life began right before her first surgery when she prayed and trusted in the Lord for her salvation. While she recovered from that surgery and every time she was hospitalized, she would walk the halls of the hospital saying, "Isn't this a beautiful day?" Eventually, one of her eyes had to be removed, and yet Carol still rejoiced by having numerous decorative eye patches, always enjoying picking the perfect eye patch for the day. And when she eventually became bedridden, she hung a huge sign at the foot of her bed that read, "Rejoice." On her pastor's last visit before she died, she pointed to the sign and whispered, "Rejoice." Carol always had a reason to rejoice because of her deep gratitude to Jesus for loving her and saving her. When it comes to constantly being in prayer, I believe we overthink prayer. I believe we fail to realize that God meets us where we are in life, not where we think we should be. And I think prayer needs to be, and I feel that we think prayer needs to be elaborate with lots of the perfect words that are out there in order to be effective. But prayer is effective no matter its form or its length. The Reverend H.B. Charles Jr., the pastor at Shiloh Metropolitan Baptist Church of Jacksonville, Florida, tells this story about a woman who showed up at church week after week and prayed the same simple prayer, "Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus." The kids laughed at church. At church laughed at her every time she opened her mouth because they knew she would pray the same prayer, "Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus." One day someone asked her, "Why do you pray the same little prayer?" She said, "Well, I'm just combining the two prayers that I know. We live in a bad neighborhood, and some nights there are bullets flying, and I have to grab my daughter and hide on the floor. And in that desperate state, all I know how to cry out is, "O Lord." But when I wake up in the morning and see that we're okay, I say, "Thank you, Jesus." When I got to take my baby to the bus stop and she gets on that bus and I don't know what's going to happen to her while she's away, I cry, "Oh Lord." And then when 3 p.m. comes and that bus arrives and my baby is safe, I say, "Thank you, Jesus." Those are the only two prayers I know. And when I get to church, God has been so good, I just put my two prayers together. "Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus." You may say to yourself, in the worst of situations, I may be able to rejoice. And I can definitely pray. But I'm not quite sure I can give thanks to God for something horrible that has happened. Losing my eyesight, seeing my loved ones die, being diagnosed with an incurable disease, or being forgotten by the doctor until closing time. And you'd be absolutely right. It's horribly difficult to be thankful when life goes from having a good time at the fair to the wind blowing you over in a porta potty. And yet, it is God's will for us in Jesus Christ to be thankful, not only in the good times, but also in the really messy, stinky, horrible times. Fortunately for us, neither God nor Christ nor the Holy Spirit expects us to rejoice, pray, and give thanks perfectly at all times. The book of Job, the Psalms, and even Jesus himself testifies to that fact. When Jesus prayed on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" At that moment, Jesus did not say, thank you, God, for hanging me on this cross." He prayed, my God, why have you forsaken me?" If God does not expect us to be perfect in giving thanks when we feel abandoned, are afflicted, and are being harmed, does giving thanks at all times even matter? If God does not expect us to be perfect in giving thanks when we feel abandoned, afflicted, and are being harmed, does giving thanks at all times even matter? Yes, it really does matter. It matters because being thankful helps us to see the world around us as God sees it. Very good, even though bad things happen all the time. And because bad things happen all the time, when they happen to us, and when we are able to be thankful, something happens. We can see the good that evil is trying to hide. We can see the good that evil is trying to hide. We do not become bitter, and we have peace. Don't take my word for it. Evangelist Hannah Whitall Smith said, "The soul that gives thanks can find comfort in everything. The soul that gives thanks can find comfort in everything. The soul that complains can find comfort in nothing. The soul that complains can find comfort in nothing." And the Reverend Harry Ironside said, "We would worry less if we praised more. We would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. Rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, and giving thanks in all circumstances brings us to know that our God is not a God of disharmony, discontent, and dissatisfaction. Our God is the God of peace. With only 7 days left until Christmas, remember that love came down at Christmas for us to have love, joy, hope, and peace in our lives. And for us to be able to rejoice more, pray many simple prayers and give thanks. Because even when we are not faithful in those things, God is still faithful. And that is worth giving thanks for. Let us pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Do not quench the spirit, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We'll have a moment of silence at this time.